Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets. PCC's 10 stores are collecting donations for 12 local food banks during a spring food drive this month. Donations are used to purchase healthy bulk foods at wholesale prices. More at PCCNaturalMarkets.com.
Okay, Nancy, number one thing you hated to eat as a kid that you will now eat. Go.
Eggplant. I couldn't stand it. It was always overcooked and mushy and disgusting looking. And you know what? I don't care how I get it now. I love it. It can be baked, broiled, grilled, whatever, in a spread. I'm nuts for eggplant. How about you, Stein?
Well, I always loved eggplant, but I think my mother maybe could make it better than yours. What I could not stand when I was a kid was asparagus. And I know now the reason was because we had this canned asparagus. God, they were vile. And it wasn't until I was well into my 30s that I got fresh asparagus. And boy, as Mark Twain might have said, the difference between lightning and the lightning bug.
I'm with you. I absolutely could not stand asparagus as a kid. And I really love it now, especially right now. The Northwest asparagus is coming in for the first of the season. And this is the time of year that I get really excited about eating asparagus. You know what I also couldn't stand? Borscht. My grandmother used to drink borscht out of a Manischewitz jar.
Oh boy.
My
father loved that stuff, too, and I could never go near it. But the funny thing of it is that a couple of years ago, we were over for dinner at our friends Trace and Margaret's house, and Margaret's from Poland originally, and she made this wonderful Polish dinner, and one of the things she made was borscht. And I don't know what the difference was, but boy, was that delicious. And I'm not a big beet fan.
It probably
either.
Had a wonderful beef stock in it, in addition to the borscht and other vegetables, instead of just that powerful vinegary borscht. There's one thing, though, that I absolutely refused to eat as a child that I still won't eat, and that's calf's liver.
Oh, I never liked that. Now that I'm grown up, I don't have to. The stuff that I would not eat as a child was fruit of any kind. My mom said I wouldn't even eat fruit baby food, and I still won't. But you know, all this reminds me of is a really funny story that George Bush, Senior Bush, big brouhaha when he had let slip that he didn't like broccoli. Of course, right away, all the broccoli farmers are sending in these crates of broccoli. You know how it goes. And so at the press conference, the reporters are all asking him about this, and he says, okay.
I do not like broccoli, and I haven't liked it since I was a little kid, and my mother made me eat it, and I'm president of the United States, and I'm not going to eat any more broccoli.
I don't have to eat it. Nobody can make me. It would be fun to hear from some of the eaters about what they hated as a kid but now love and wouldn't be without.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that, too. As a mother of a teenager, I'm really enjoying watching Nate go from absolutely thinking something is gross to eating it. And last week, I turned him on canned sardines. He used to think they smelled gross, but now he thinks they taste great.
Now, there's a reverse thing for me, because I used to like sardines when I was a kid, and now I'm not too interested in ever eating a sardine ever again. Well, eaters, let's hear from you. What did you hate as a kid that you now love? And maybe the reverse. What did you like as a kid that you now consider gross? You can do that all at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought there and let her fly. With KPLU food talker Nancy
Asparagus,
for the pair of us, listen, I'm Dick Stein.